Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will return to our subject, Seven Reasons Why Christ Died. We have considered five of them already, and today we wish to consider the sixth, and on the next broadcast, in the will of the Lord, we wish to consider the seventh. Now, we wish today to speak upon the subject that He died to prove His love to us. Perhaps I had better say, a better title might be to demonstrate His love for us. Now, why would the Lord Jesus Christ want to demonstrate His love for us? I'll tell you, I think of two very good reasons, and we're going to try to explore them during the time of this broadcast. One, to motivate us in our service toward Him. And then, secondly, to generate our love and our worship toward Him, because He loves to have us in His company. Now, when we talk today about the reasons why Christ died, this might seem to be far removed, actually, from the fact that He died for our sins to take away that barrier that would keep us out of heaven. It would seem that we are down to the trivial, and we're not down to the trivial when we talk about the fact that Christ wants to motivate us by His love and demonstrated His love to us by dying on the cross. Listen to what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. That great man of God, he says there, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." That was Paul's motivation, the love of Christ to him. We love Him because He first loved us. And certainly the Apostle Paul speaks of this, and he wants to enlist the enthusiasm of his children in the Lord there in Corinth with the very same motivation that he had. And oh, how efficiently and how wonderfully that motivation worked in his own life. We'll be exploring what he undertook to spread the gospel. Now, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse 14. "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." And in the following verses of that chapter, he tells us what we are to do for Him. We're to be ambassadors. Everything is to become new in our life. And he starts that section of the scripture with this verse, as I've just read it, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." That is a tremendously powerful word. It's a word of compelling force. The love of Christ gives us that motivation, as well as Paul and as well as Peter. We'll be exploring Peter's motivation too. But the Lord wanted to motivate us to serve Him. Why? That we might add to His glory, frankly. That we might enjoy His presence, certainly. And that we might be a blessing to others, certainly. He wants to motivate us along these lines. And so we begin to see, after reading these verses, that love constrains us. Paul says us or we. No, he says us. He did not have a clear possession of this. This was not his reaction at all. It should be ours. We should be able to say with the Apostle Paul, "I am crucified with Christ." Ken Baird, "Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Now, those words were Paul originally, but he says us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And that should motivate us. Let's look what that motivation did in the life of the Apostle Paul. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, of the things that the Apostle Paul endured, what that love made him do, that love forced him to do. Here it is. We'll read what he says about being a minister for Christ. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 40 stripes, taking one off, 39 stripes. I've been told, and this is the research of others, that the Jews only beat people with 39 stripes. They were told in the Old Testament law to beat them with 40 stripes when they were to be punished. But they changed it to 39 just so they would be sure not to strike the person more than 40 times. Well, it seems to me that after I'd been struck 40 times, I wouldn't know whether it was 41 or 42. But here he says, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Now that would be the Romans' flogging of the Apostle Paul, and they didn't bother to count. Once I was stoned and left dead at Lystra. Stoned, if you please. They thought they had murdered him. And so he says, I was beaten with rods. Thrice I was suffered shipwreck. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. 3 shipwrecks. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, painfulness, watching often, hunger, thirst, fastings, cold, naked. Oh, what he endured to bring the gospel to you and to me through those, of course, who heard it from him. Now, this was the motivation, this was the power of the motivation for the Apostle Paul, making him that great man that he was indeed. Now, Peter's motivation was an expression of the love of God. We read of the love of the Lord Jesus, rather, for we read in the 21st chapter of John's Gospel these words, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Remember, please, this was just before the resurrection, or the ascension, rather, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, please, Peter had denied that he even knew the Lord 3 times. Now the Lord is going to bring him to task. And I suppose Peter thought he was decommissioned when he realized what he'd done. When he realized what he'd done, that he denied knowing the Lord, denied his relationship with the Lord 3 times, he went out and wept. And I suppose Peter thought, I'm decommissioned. I'm not fit for the service of the King. But listen to Christ in his patience and in his love. Jonah, Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. The margin has it more accurately, Tend my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? This got to Peter. He now connected the 3 times that the Lord asked him if he loved him with the 3 times that he had denied him. Listen to the reaction. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the 3rd time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And so Peter was given his commission back again to shepherd the people of God as an under-shepherd. how wonderful and how gracious the Lord is. And certainly, he got that commission back. And he tends the sheep. He tends the sheep, and that was his motivation. It was his motivation to tend the sheep because of the graciousness of the Lord. Now, our motivation is seen in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Well, I think probably I'll read John 13 and 34 ahead of that verse. Here it is. A new commandment I give unto you, he's telling his disciples before he left them. He did not have many hours left on this earth before the cross. And he told them on that night before he was crucified, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now, he says, through the Apostle Paul, the Spirit of God speaks through Paul, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Now, I know he loves me, because I'm in that church. And so is every listener listening to this broadcast. If you have trusted Christ, believed that he died for your sins, and just thanked him from the bottom of your heart, placed your faith in him, and are really relying wholly and solely upon the fact that he paid the price of your sins to save you from a lost eternity. If you believe that, you're in that church, that wonderful body of Christ. And so we have there, he encourages the husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now he tells the wives in Titus 2 and 4 that they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. And oh, how wonderful it is when we see this taking place in the life of people. Now, quickly to generate our love and our worship to him. In John 14 and 23, we read John 13 and 11, 3:11 first. For this is the message we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. This is 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 and verse 14. Now, God wants us to love our brethren in Christ, but he wants us to love him, first of all, and be motivated by his love. He wants our company. We read in that fact that he wants our presence in Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. He wants time with us. He wants our love. He wants our worship. Have we been motivated to that degree? Our Father, move us by the power of your Spirit of God to appreciate more and more the depth of Christ for us. In his name we pray. Amen.